Welcome to Tony Steak Podcast.
Episode 47, sports.
Oh, episode 47. I like that because 47 was the number I had when I won my scratcher.
And that's so, why relevant. We're here today.
It is relevant because we always say something with the number of the podcast. So okay. 47.
So what he's saying is this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, this is going to be a lucky podcast.
Should we dive right into our college basketball?
We should. It's that time of the year, fellas. March.
Start paying attention again for all of you who haven't.
Some conference tournaments have already started. And the only real notable one so far was the Big Ten, and Michigan, as the 4 or 5 seed, actually shocked that tournament and won it. And they beat Michigan State on Saturday and then beat Purdue in the final. So they went through a good patch of teams to do it, too. They literally knocked off the top two teams, the two favorites to win that tournament. So it's already that time of the year where you're seeing the underdogs winning and stuff, and there's been some exciting games already. There was one game the other night, I think, that ended on like a 3-point buzzer beater or a layup buzzer beater, one or the other. But it's just that time of the year because this time next week, we will know who's in the tournament and we will know the seedings and the regions, and it's going to be starting up here soon. And this is one of my favorite times of the year.
I'm pretty excited.
I agree. March is a great time for sports, but what I'm excited about this March Madness in particular is the fact that there's so much controversy in the NCAA. And I want to see if maybe like some news leaks out during the tournament where teams start like stressing out a little more, or you know, it's just it affects coaching or players. Who knows? And I think it'll be an interesting twist to it all.
Yeah, I think that story will like loom over the whole tournament, just because like and right now everyone's denying it, and there's like basically people are saying, oh, the story wasn't with Sean Miller, wasn't actually real, but at the same time, everyone admits, like, well, college basketball players are getting paid some way, somehow.
Yeah.
So just because this one might not be real, it doesn't mean that, you know, DeAndre Ayton is not getting paid. So it's just kind of like a joke. Like,
and I think a bunch of NBA players actually tweeted out, like, everybody's getting money anyway, might as well just make it legal.
So I've heard, like, and they've had their talks also about how they're trying to make it almost so where it's sort of like baseball, where if you're ready to come out of high school, they should let you. And then if you're not, then you should have to play then if you do go to college, you have to play at least 3 seasons. You know, it's not any of that one and done stuff. Because a lot of these players, you know, they go in and they end up going in too early, and they end up they're not ready for the NBA or anything. But the reason why they go is because of you know, the money. You know, you need the money. But I mean, think of how many one and done guys we've seen over the last 5 to 10 seasons that have, you don't even know where they are anymore. You know, so
yeah, absolutely. And
but yeah, this thing, unless NCAA players do start getting paid, or they do start just coming out of high school, this is what's going to keep happening.
Yeah, you're gonna have a problem in the future if this keeps happening and people keep getting in trouble, coaches or players. You know, I mean, and not just basketball, every sport really, or at least the big ones. Football is gonna happen eventually, you know, and who knows? Maybe LeVar's basketball league will end up being something special, the Big Baller League.
I would like that.
But other than that, I mean, there's no fix to this. I don't see. You know, it's just tough.
But let's not let the future distract us from the fact that there'll be some great basketball over the next month.
Absolutely.
So just enjoy it while have it.
No, definitely.
I mean, there's plenty of teams out there that aren't paying their players, like good programs out there. I mean, I don't know.
A bunch of D2 schools.
Well, see, no, I don't know.
No, because that's the thing is, like, there are some teams out there that stay loyal to it. Like, that's why last year I liked Purdue a lot. I even put a little bit of money down on them to win it because it was a 30-1, and they got eliminated in the Sweet 16 to a very hot Kansas team at the time.
How was their play, though?
What?
Oh, Carter, what? With the zinger. You said that you called the team hot.
Oh, yeah. So, we went to so then this year, though, they're actually at one point were as high as, like, number 3 in the country. And they're a team that's been together. They got a couple seniors on it. They got juniors. It's a team that has developed over the last few years. And I mean, they don't have any, like, in my opinion, any, like, they don't have like a top 10, top 20, even probably draft pick, but they're just a good, well put together team. And I think they're going to cause some trouble in the tournament. I mean, we'll get to see where they're going to be paired in a week, but watch out for them.
Yeah. I think next week we'll talk more, especially about the bracket, but I think we should also talk about some of the players to watch, some of the,
well,
I mean, some of you know the big names already, but just like Who do you want to see? Who should you schedule? Because you're not going to be able to watch every game, obviously.
They named the actual... They actually named the All-American team today, which was...
The finalists?
Yeah, well, they named the... Yeah, they named the All-American team, though, the first team. They named it when it was that Ayton guy from Arizona,
yeah.
Who was actually... I saw...
Probably the best.
A draft recently that actually has him predicted
he's
number one.
Total beast. He's...
And then it had Jalen Brunson who from Villanova, who a lot of people believe is going to win the Wooden Award this year for Player of the Year. And then you've got Trae Young, who made the team for probably his first half of the season, because he has not been that good the last 10 games or so. And then Bagley made it from Duke. And then the last guy was Devontae Graham, the guard from Kansas, who I believe is a senior, so he's stuck around for a while.
Yeah, Kansas always has senior guards.
Yeah.
It always work out that way. But yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, like we said, we'll have a lot more to talk about next week when we know what the March Madness brackets are, and we will make our predictions on who we think will win each region and who we think will win it all, and then maybe we'll give you a couple good long shots also.
Hell yeah.
So, Andy, I think you had a little basketball news you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so I want to talk about our favorite guy, LeVar Ball. I guess my favorite guy. Everyone else hates him.
The douche.
So this isn't really it's basketball related. It's kind of also a political story. I don't know if you remember, his son LiAngelo got in trouble for stealing when he was in China with a couple of his UCLA teammates. This was a big story before the college basketball season. Since then, LiAngelo has left to go play in Lithuania.
He left for greener pastures, you can say it.
But if you remember the story, the players were released from China. They were able to go back home. And our president made a statement like, they should thank me for this. And then LeVar Ball said, they shouldn't thank you, you didn't do anything. And so our president and LeVar Ball got in kind of a little fight.
Yeah, LeVar was on like news networks
he was on, like,
for
CNN.
Like a week, just battling it out.
So,
is there a celebrity deathmatch?
So earlier this week, that it came out that LeVar Ball was totally right, that basically, China had no interest in holding these kids. That would be like a black mark for them hold these three college kids for...
Andy,
for,
come on. That's a cheap shot.
Okay.
It really was.
Well, I'm talking about China. So.
Well, now we don't know what you're talking about.
That it turns out what China told UCLA is hold these kids back. Don't let them leave with the team. Make it seem like we're treating this seriously. And then we'll let them go a few days later because we don't want to make it look like we don't care about people stealing. So it said on that Friday, they already had their tickets to go back home. And Saturday is when the administration first reached out to China to ask about this. So LeVar Ball was totally right. They didn't owe Donald Trump a thanks at all. And it's like, I just makes you think LeVar Ball is a loudmouth, but sometimes he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, sometimes he can speak the truth.
I was going to say, if you pull the trigger that many times, you're bound to hit something at least once.
No, I just remember he was like, I was like, I think it's more likely LeVar Ball promised the Chinese government some shoes or something. Donald
really
Trump
want,
actually got them to
really
get them released.
Those.
Lonzo had to go over and
actually, you never know,
do a little signing.
Over there in China, they really do love their basketball.
Yeah,
they
do. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They love their basketball. Like, I remember, like, Kobe Bryant is the most famous person in the world over there.
Well, that's how the Rockets would be,
Yao Ming,
because they had Yao Ming, and like all their players would get on the All-Star team.
Well, like if you remember when it was fan voting back in Yao Ming's prime, he would win that fan vote.
But then
by
like McGrady
mile.
Would get number two because he was his teammate.
The, also, McGrady was MVP a couple of those seasons. So I mean,
we player, also but. We also talked about Stephen Marbury. He's a legend over in China. They have
like
a play
statue.
About him, statues of him, and all that.
They actually talked about that. How I was actually watching something the other day that mentioned a couple of the best players. Like in international history, and like they even mentioned Stephon Marbury because he went over there and had a decent career over there, and then same with someone else I forget who they talked about, but it was just funny because we brought him up a couple times playing over there, and then we heard it on TV.
Yeah, but just so the vindication
whole,
for
the
whole,
the whole story
family.
Is LeVar is right. This is a first. Yeah,
it's not a first. He was right about his son.
Lonzo
being good.
And going to Lakers.
Yeah, Lonzo actually has been good. I'm actually going to transition into that because when Lonzo Ball got back off from his injury, Lakers, up until last night, Lakers had won eight games in a row. He was not eight games in a row, but they had won his last eight starts. They lost last night in a game they should have won. They were up by 9 points with 5 minutes left. And Damian Lillard, who is
took over.
One of the best fourth quarter players, one of the best clutch players in the NBA, a guy that is definitely not afraid to take the last shot and hits it a lot of times, went off and he scored. Portland went on, I think, a 17-0 run, and 15 of the 17 points were from Lillard. And I watched the game. He hit four straight possessions. I think he hit a three. And then they were also talking about how it looked like Isaiah Thomas tried to like kind of compete with that. And Isaiah Thomas basically just hurt his team by missing a few shots, missed a clutch technical free throw with 7 seconds left when they were down by three. And then when he got the ball down by three to take a shot with like 3 seconds left to tie it, the ball got stripped from him. So not a very good finish for him, but you take, I mean, the Lakers gave that one away. I mean, they could be, that could have been nine straight wins with Lonzo starting since he got back from injury. He's also shooting significantly better since he got back. Like now he's taking those threes. Before it was like he'd take those threes and be like, oh my God. But now he's taking those threes and they're going in.
Yeah, he's making them. And I read a comment from Lil Bow Wow's because they had a shooting competition.
Yeah, yeah.
Learned something.
Yeah, he's like ever since the shooting competition.
Yeah. Maybe, you never know. I also have this theory in my own head that ever since his dad kind of went over to Lithuania to focus on his sons, maybe that took a little pressure off him. Yeah, maybe with his dad away. Because, I mean, the kid's only 19. He's been with his dad his entire life. I mean, you got to think, like, his dad probably is calling him, texting him all the time when he's here. And now it's one of those things where he almost feels like he probably has a little freedom and he's playing free.
You're saying LeVar doesn't want to pay those international rates?
I don't even know.
I'm just saying he's not here.
Because LeVar's voice is always heard, especially right now. But I think it's more so maybe LeVar was kind of, like, making him more involved with the Big Baller brand when he was local, you know what I mean? So it's possible that it's kind of like taken away from that and he's able to focus more
on basketball. Yeah. And also the team's just playing well. I mean,
yeah, I think it's just, he's a talented guy. He was able to contribute to the team even without him shooting well. And now he's just, he's doing a little better. He was a rookie. And now, with the team playing a little better,
Their future, so. I mean, Carter and I will be biased because we're Laker fans, but their future is bright, I think. And they are going to land someone in this next year or two that's going to make them even brighter. Because I think people are going to want to play with them because you look at it, it's L.A. It's a nice, fun city. Or, I mean, whatever. I really don't care for the city. But overall, as an athlete there.
Dirty ass city.
If you're a star athlete in L.A., you're living a good life.
No, definitely.
And they're a young team that shows potential with Lonzo. I think people want to play with Lonzo because he seems like a good teammate. You got Kuzma, who's good. I mean, Ingram. Randall, to be honest with you, I've always said I hope they can find a way to keep Randall. Because whenever we always talked about before, we were like, oh, Lakers need to trade some young guys. The couple young guys I was always okay with them trading away were D'Angelo Russell and Clarkson. But I've always wanted them to hold on to Randall and hold on to Ingram. And then obviously, you know, Kuzma and Ball aren't going anywhere. But we'll see. You know, I'm thinking that this time next year, we could be talking about the Lakers being in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that'd be nice.
Because I'll tell you right now, the Spurs...
Maybe this time next week.
Okay, no. I actually looked at that, and they're like six games out of the eight seed.
No, the West is pretty crazy right now.
It is pretty crazy, but with 20 games left, six games out, they needed to start playing like this a lot earlier.
Right, but
for the future, though, you look at the West, and Oklahoma City, I don't think that team's... I think Paul George is out of there, especially since they're not playing that well. San Antonio's declining big time. The team's getting older. Kawhi Leonard, is he even going to be on the Spurs next year in a couple years? Who knows? Because there was rumors that he wasn't very happy there.
Let's just focus on this year.
Future here. I'm a Laker fan, Andy. The future's bright.
Yeah. I'm all about the future.
The Western Conference playoff race is super hot. The top two teams, they're stuck. They're going to be the two best teams in the NBA by far.
And that's why, I'm glad.
The 3-10 race right now is... crazy.
And that's why I hope the NBA, because they're flirting with the idea of just turning it into the top 16 teams make the playoffs in both conferences and they're seeded. So if that was the case, if it ended today, the Rockets would be one, Warriors would be two, which would mean they could play each other in the finals. Yeah. And I would love to see something like that, because let's be honest, a Rockets-Warriors NBA finals would not be that bad to watch. Because what we're going to end up seeing is probably a Warriors-Cleveland finals again, and we're going to see Cleveland get absolutely annihilated.
Yes.
In all four games, I think.
I mean,
and I think now, that's probably what pushes it towards that, and I think it needs to happen because it's not fun to watch. It's way too predictable.
I know you're saying Cleveland. I actually think the Raptors could give both those teams
I think the
trouble.
Celtics could too.
And
both teams. Win.
And I think Cavs are going to have a lot more struggle this playoffs than they have in the past.
Yeah.
Just because
I actually I know I just said Cleveland would be in it, but I mean, you had that news come out recently how like Kevin Love admitted he struggles with like some mental health issues and anxiety and stuff. And if he can't play or play to a full, like his potential, now it's just LeBron James and guys like Rodney Hood, well, Nance George
been,
Hill.
Been great since he's been there.
What?
Nance has been.
Oh, Nance great. Has been terrific. I watched the game yesterday, actually. Nance has been phenomenal. But it's still not going to be enough to compete with Toronto or Boston.
Toronto
even,
just
I think.
Plays really, really well. Like you said, they're well coached. They've been
team,
together
yeah.
for a while.
You got. And they got good random guys that you've never heard of that come off the bench.
Yeah, I think it's their year. Like, it's just like they've been waiting for.
And I'll tell you what,
Eastern Conference to kind
they probably are going
to
be the one seed. And that Toronto place, even when they're a team that's not as good as the other team, it's a tough place to play. And this year, this is. I feel like you're right. This is finally going to be there where maybe Toronto is like, this is our season. So I wouldn't like. I definitely wouldn't sleep on Toronto to win the East. And I think there's a good chance. I mean, not a good chance, but I mean. I'm just hoping that if they do face
Golden State
or Houston, that it's a series. Because I truly don't think Cleveland would give Houston or Golden State any. They definitely wouldn't give Golden State a series. Houston, maybe they sneak one game at home, but because maybe there's one game at home where, you know, Harden doesn't get his foul calls and Ariza and Gordon go a combined like 3 for 18 from three or something, but.
I think Toronto would be – they're disciplined enough to take a couple games, but I don't. Yeah, they're not going to beat either of those teams in the finals, barring injury.
Yeah, no, definitely. But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be I think the playoff race in the East is going to be a lot more exciting than we're used to because, I mean, Cleveland might be like a 4 or 5 seed, to be honest.
Yeah.
They were talking about that the other day, that right now they could be a 4 seed and match up with, like, Indiana in the first round or something, but – I'm thinking, and the West is going to be, like, there'll be some other games that are exciting. Like, if you get, like, Oklahoma, San Antonio, or, like, Timberwolves maybe in there, Portland, whoever. But ultimately, that's going to come down, I think, to Houston, Golden State, and the Western Finals. And that'll actually be a...
Great finals.
Yeah, definitely be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, man. I just... Houston's so nice right now. Non-stop.
Yeah, they're really nice. Feeling it.
Yes, they're nice. Very amicable team, you know. They really gel together and really polite. So they're very nice.
Clint Capella is a really sweet guy.
But anyway, I think that's all for basketball.
Yeah, do we want to get into a little bit of soccer talk?
We do. Whoa. So what? Oh, yeah.
I was passed out.
Yeah, no, we never talk soccer, but the most... This is actually... We will be talking soccer a little bit in a couple months because we are... I saw a thing today, 100 days away from the World Cup.
Let's go.
And I am a big...
USA fan?
Yeah, well, not this year.
Because they're not in it.
I'm a big World Cup fan. I love soccer. I love watching it. And so that's exciting. That's coming up in like a couple months, 2-3 months. But the biggest games for the club teams is the Champions League, where you have the best teams from each division all over the world. They play each other in this giant tournament, and this is now the time where we're getting down to the final stages. We're in the quarterfinals right now, and today, two teams advanced to the, I mean, we're in like the round of 16, but now we're getting to the quarterfinals. Two teams advanced today as Real Madrid held off PSG, which were the two favorites to win it. And they actually got paired to play because it's a random pick and they got paired to play each other in the round of 16. So Real Madrid won the first game 3-1 at home. And the way it works is you play two games, one home, one away, the aggregate, whoever has the more total goals, but away goals basically count as like two pretty much. So Real Madrid won 3-1 at home game one. And then they went to PSG today to play. And PSG doesn't have Neymar, who is one of the top players in the world, who got hurt. It just had surgery today, I think, or yesterday.
Ankle, right?
Yeah, he had a sprained ankle with a fractured bone or something like some crazy with some injury to his ankle. And they say he's going to be out about 2 months or so because Brazil absolutely needs him if they're going to win the World Cup. Like, because right now, Brazil's actually the favorite. Because I believe it's in Brazil, right?
No, it's in
Qatar, right? No.
Qatar. No. What, 2018 is Russia, I think.
Russia.
Okay. So they're so they have that going on. And then it's going to be – I mean, they're the favorites, but I mean, I don't – I mean, we'll get into all that World Cup talk later, but
– Putin's going to find a way. I'll tell you that right now.
Neymar is hopefully he'll be back for that because Brazil won't be nearly as exciting without him. But it hurt his club today because if they would have had him, Maybe they could have won, but regardless, Real Madrid won, moved on with a 2-1 victory today, so ended up winning the aggregate 5-2.
Yeah.
And then the other game was Liverpool versus Porto, which is sometimes you get those matchups where...
Go back.
Liverpool versus FC Porto, right?
Oh my God, yes. I said porno.
Yeah, I heard porno.
No, I heard Porto. Okay. But it's probably just because I watch soccer, so I probably know the teams.
Oh, yeah, it's a silent T. That
this
sounds
is,
like an
this is Andy's baseball.
Yeah.
You know?
They're playing Dirk Diggler.
So anyway, that was one of those games that are just not fun. Liverpool won the first game 5-0 on the road.
Yeah, when you get those matchups, it's just...
They went today, and the funny thing is I'm a gambling man. I actually won on this game because I took the under of 2.5, which was really good value because you have to know in this situation, yeah, Liverpool won 5-0 the first time, so you're like, oh, they're coming home, but it's like, trust me, I've watched enough of these games. They don't give a shit. They're just playing to like... They don't even care if they lose that game 2-0 because they're just like, we're done here. We're already going to move on. You're not going to score five goals on us.
They already know the result, and they play a lot of their bench players.
Yeah, and they'll play, like, defensive. Exactly. And so, sure enough, the final score was 0-0 today. I mean, it was just a...
Now, Liverpool, do they have any, like, Beatles-themed stuff?
I don't know. I've never watched a game there, so...
That's the only thing I know about Liverpool.
Yeah, no, a lot of people don't know much about Liverpool other than the Beatles.
Yeah.
And their soccer team's always actually consistent. They always usually do have a pretty solid team. So, they are in the quarterfinals now, so... It's exciting for them. You know, tomorrow is a couple more games. Man City is going to finish off Basel or Basel, whoever the hell that is. Mm-hmm. And then they have, but there will be one good game tomorrow, Juventus and Tottenham, for all you soccer fans out there. That. You know,
two German teams.
Juventus is playing good, been playing well lately. Yeah, and
they screwed up that first game, though, because they tied 2-2 at home. So Tottenham actually has the advantage of those two away goals. So Juventus is going to have to bring it.
And Harry Kane is man.
But for you Premier League fans out there, Tottenham moves on. That's two Premier League teams in the quarterfinals, and Chelsea and Man United are still in it, although Chelsea will probably lose because they drew at home to Barcelona.
Yeah.
So they gave Barcelona that away goal, and they go to the Camp Nou.
Hey, things are possible, okay?
It's probably done.
Yeah.
But that's just our little soccer ramble. We didn't want to, like, all you soccer fans out there, we got to give you a taste. You know, the Champions League is...
It's big stuff.
It's a great time. It's the only thing worth talking about for club soccer, really. And then we'll definitely talk World Cup in 100 days when it starts.
I'm huge on World Cup. I'm a big Ivory Coast fan.
Yeah, we'll give out some who we think will win that. Probably most likely just Carter and I. But maybe Andy or Dobby can throw out just a country they like.
The Netherlands, they're good, right?
Well, they're not in it this year.
Ireland.
What the fuck? How are they not in it?
Okay, so that's the thing.
They had a very old
now
team.
That you're so surprised about that, to the fan of like a guy like Andy doesn't really know much. This year, USA... The Netherlands and Italy didn't make it. And for my friends out there, the Greeks did not make it either.
Oh no!
The Greece was in the round of 16 last World Cup, man. They took Costa Rica to penalties.
Japan's in it.
Yeah, I think so.
North Korea.
They couldn't make it this year.
I think South Korea's in.
Okay.
They might be. But I'm just already so excited. I already want to talk about it, but we'll wait. We'll wait.
Yeah, we'll
I know
get
how Sean
we'll,
feels now.
We'll bring out our country flags and represent whenever we get the primer going.
Yeah, definitely.
Can we just bring it back home to American football now?
Why not? You know, it is a good time.
Let's talk combine. American football.
It's been like 3 weeks since there's been football, but that last topic felt like it's been 3 weeks.
Andy. I'll tell you what, though. Football's kind of like 365 days a year.
It is. America's never football. Talked about.
I mean, soccer as well about. Is year-round, pretty
much. So one of the big things in the NFL we got coming up is the draft. It's still 6 weeks away or something, but it's... It dominates, but this last week, we had the NFL Combine, where the top draft prospects did a bunch of what do you want to call those events? I don't know.
Drills.
So for scouts to evaluate them, but I want to play a little game before we really get into the Combine, and this game is going to feature some NFL draft prospects. So it's a little like a game we played a few weeks ago, where it's going to be NBA player who's just a random guy, not a star, or NFL draft prospect.
Wait, I liked that.
Sean gets to guess that.
This part. One's for me.
Okay, yes. Okay.
But this time there's a little twist. We're going to do a part two. After Sean's guess, then it goes to Tony, and he has to tell me what position the football player plays or what team the basketball player plays for.
All right. Let's do this.
So it's a two-part game.
Let's see it.
I'm okay. ready.
Good luck, boys.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go in alphabetical order. So,
who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah, I don't want to give anything away.
Who wants to be a millionaire? That's the Slumdog Millionaire
version. So, let's hope I actually know my ABCs and get this right. But number one is Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield?
Do you need it in a sentence?
I'm going to guess that's a prospect.
Origin?
He is not.
That's he's in the NBA.
That's an NBA player.
So are these just, I wasn't he's listening. Like are these NFL prospects or NBA prospects?
NFL prospects or NBA player.
Okay. Current?
Was he a top five
NBA
pick?
Player?
He was number six pick, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
Where the
okay, so for
now
the...
Now he's at Sacramento.
For the, oh, that's the second part of the question.
I knew he was on the Kings, but Carter, stay quiet. This game's not for you.
Okay. Buddy Hield. Wow.
Okay, so number two is Calvin Ridley.
I have zero confidence now. I want to go ahead and say prospect again.
He is a prospect.
Boom.
There we go.
Alabama right receiver, right?
Yes.
Good job. All right, that actually took me a
clean sweep.
A second.
Number three is Caris LeVert.
Okay. Caris LeVert. prospect.
He's an NBA player.
For who?
Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
The Nets.
Karis. I feel like he's missing some of the name.
All right. So far, Tony's 3 for 3 and Sean's 1 for 3.
Carter's 1 blurt for
hey,
one.
There we go.
All right.
100%.
Carter will know more of the football.
So the number four player, Denzel Ward.
Prospect.
He is.
Fuck.
There's more Denzels in the NFL.
See, this is where I'm going to get in trouble because I actually really don't know most of my college football prospects that well, especially as well as Carter. In this situation, if Carter knows it, can he butt in?
Use it. Can
he's
you
the last line of
friend?
Defense? Yeah, last line of defense here.
I'll take this one if you want.
I mean, I'll throw a guess out there, but I mean, if Carter knows it, he can say it too. But I'll guess like Oklahoma.
I'm asking position for the NFL guys.
Oh, the position.
Yeah.
Oh, not where his college was? Oh, that makes it a lot easier. Sort of. what's his name again?
Denzel Ward.
Okay, well, that's definitely somewhere on defense or offensive line, right? So I'll say a linebacker.
I was going running back.
It's a corner.
Fuck.
Cornerback, yeah. Is he Ohio State?
Ohio State.
Yeah.
They have a cornerback factory.
Damn it. They do have a cornerback factory.
Yeah. Lattimore, Eli Apple.
Eli Apple.
Yeah, Eli Apple.
Well, he's still going to be decent, I think.
That guy's an idiot, though.
So the next player, number five, Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks. NBA.
Yes.
Yeah, holy shit. I know it. Oh, my God. Why can't I think of it right now?
Yeah.
Oh. I swear I just saw his name, like, the other day, too.
You knew where he went to college, though.
What?
You knew where he went to college.
Yeah, he went to Oregon, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. I know I've seen his name, like, around, too. It's...
Time's up.
Oh, it's just the... Oh, Memphis.
Oh, he got it.
Wow.
Look at that.
Cat out of the bag.
Woo!
Right. I want a picture of your mind through that whole process.
Yeah, I know. It was traveling until it got to
now
Tennessee.
You got 4 for 5. He's 3 for 5.
Well, you went all the way to New York and came back.
Oh, I got out of order, but it's fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brooks, huh? Ward?
Denzel Ward. Is one of the...
You really, if you were doing, were you doing it by
you
first
said
name?
First
yeah, first name.
I was going to say, because when you went to Denzel Ward, I was like, well, you're really fucked up.
No, Dwayne Dedmon.
Okay, yeah.
Dwayne Dedmon.
Okay, yeah.
Prospect. No, I want to say.
I think he's. Is he on the Spurs?
He was on the Spurs.
Oh, gosh, so he's
no
traded?
No longer.
Okay, then.
He hasn't been on the Spurs the whole year.
Then, fuck, I know it. Charlotte?
Nope.
Oh, I know. I've, like, seen him out there.
Yeah. Well, you already guessed. So
yeah.
The Hawks.
Ooh. Who watches the Hawks?
I feel like Atlanta does.
Well, I feel good knowing
I'm not
he was right about him being on the Spurs at some point.
A lot of Georgia, if I had to guess.
Oh, yeah.
The next one is Josh Allen.
Oh, that actually, I know. Come on. That's a gimme. He plays for Wyoming as a prospect.
Ooh, Tommy, what happened in it? Tommy, while we're there, why don't you say why you know who that is?
I dated his sister
for
a little bit.
Look at that.
Crazy.
Josh Allen, friend of the pod.
Quarterback. Yeah, I know that, Andy.
Or maybe not so much
maybe
of a friend.
We get on here, huh?
I think we're fine. I don't know. Wasn't a long thing.
Look at that.
All right, next is Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. Prospect.
Ooh.
Yes.
And the quarterback, obviously, who refused to run his 40.
Wait, was that the number two?
Because he doesn't want to be...
I know.
distinctly as an athlete. Like,
what
was that, the second quarterback that they're talking about or not?
The guy that's going to go number one probably is,
Rosen.
USC.
Oh, Darnold.
Darnold, they think, is going to go number one to Cleveland, and then they think Rosen will go two to New York.
There's five first-round QB.
And then I think what's-his-face, Barkley will probably three to Cleveland then, right? Or not Cleveland, Indianapolis. Right, is that three or four?
Running back, you mean?
Yeah.
No, Cleveland's four. So
I'm saying, who's the third pick?
I think it's Indy.
I think they might grab Barkley then.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, there was talks about Cleveland wanting to grab... Like, his combine was so good that we're going to take Barkley number one, but people were saying that would be the dumbest thing they could have done. Like, they need to get a quarterback.
No, the game's not over.
Okay.
Two more.
I got carried away.
Two more.
All right.
Okay. Quentin Nelson.
I thought you were going to say Tarantino.
Yeah. Quentin Nelson.
Also a good football player. Back in his day.
Prospect?
He is, yes.
Good job, Dobby.
No, I don't think you're going to get this because I didn't even know it.
All right, well, then I'm going to go and say right tackle.
Ooh, close.
Kicker.
Guard. Notre Dame.
Okay.
I would have accepted just offensive line.
He's actually rated as like the top offensive lineman.
See, Carter would have been good with the prospects and their positions. I would have been more good with trying to guess the cities because like I said, the Dylan Brooks one actually stumped me, and then obviously Dwayne Dedman did.
All right, so last...
These ones are actually fun. These ones I'm literally guessing.
Last one is Reggie Bullock.
That's got to be football prospect.
NBA. Detroit Pistons, and Andy likes Homer him Clipper. Because he was on the Clippers not too long ago.
That's
and
the last one?
Tar Heel, I believe.
What had I do?
I think you guys missed one or two, yeah?
Well, I missed
more than one.
I missed
two.
Well,
yeah,
you evaluate them separately.
I missed two, I think.
Yeah. Well... You missed two? Yeah. Tony missed two. Dobby, you probably missed like three or four.
Yeah, I think it was four I missed.
I should have been keeping score, guys. My bad.
Yeah, it was a little tougher this time. Yeah.
It definitely was.
It was. That was fun, though. I do like these games. Yeah. Next time, we'll definitely get all three of us involved.
I like some of these names.
I enjoy blurting out, okay? So.
You know, we got to make a game for Andy.
Yeah.
I thought...
Andy knows everything, though. We're going to go like... I mean, you could honestly try to think of what... Actually, soccer might be what we have to do.
FC Porto?
soccer player, Andy? Or was he a supporting actor?
Like, that's what we should do. Some, like, Italian, like, actors and, like, European actors.
Dominic DeCoco.
Or soccer player.
Yeah.
That's a good one. We'll get that going next week.
So I liked... And the football players, I picked guys who have NBA names.
Yeah, they have NBA names.
Yes,
that was a nice. Well, way similar. Of
saying
it.
Yeah, there's like an NFL player,
like Denzel Ward, and there's Denzel Valentine,
and there's Denzel Washington,
Quentin Nelson, there's Quentin Richardson, Lamar Jackson, of course,
Jim Jackson,
the classic Lamar Odom. So
classic.
I think I did a better job this time.
No, yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Good.
Yeah, you had me going.
But the combine did happen.
Yeah, and these players were in it.
Absolutely, and a lot of them tore it up. Most of them tore it up, actually. A lot of storm coming in about these quarterbacks. I think that's a huge news of this this draft because there's so many top-rated quarterbacks. Usually you have maybe one or two that are towards the top, and then you'll have a mid-round flyer, somebody that you're not sure about that you can kind of wait till the second or third round that you can get. But they're talking about five quarterbacks in the first round, which is pretty crazy. I want to know when the last time that's happened.
And
I want to say there's that year. It was very bad, though.
With all the shitty ones like
Gabbert and Locker and Ponder. Sorry.
Yeah, no, we can skip that one. So now I do know.
Yeah, because those three were with Luck and Griffin, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah. The other one I remember, of course,
was... That is an awful first round.
No, the other one that was pretty bad, too, was back in the day was Tim Couch, McNabb, Akili Smith, Cade McNown, and like one other guy. And it was like they all sucked, but McNabb.
McNabb, yeah.
So, that's...
That's awful.
Let's hope that doesn't happen for the sake of...
Hopefully not. I kind of like all these quarterbacks, really.
I think the rumor now is that Baker Mayfield's not going to fall past the Dolphins, even though the Dolphins have Tannehill.
Yeah, they're really
they love him. So
yeah, apparently those are rumors. A lot of smoke screens happen, especially around this time, because at the combine, every team has press conferences, head coaches and GMs, and this is when they can speak publicly about prospects. And a lot of teams will just throw out bullshit just to kind of lead other teams off. Because you never want to play your hand, especially when you're somebody like Cleveland who has a first and a fourth round pick overall. You want to maybe insert a name that other people might be thinking about so you can start trading. Trades have been crazy lately in drafts, and I think this year will be no different, especially with those teams high up that want that have more holes on their team that want to move back and get some quality players, because I think this draft is pretty deep on athletes. Athletically, I mean, speaking from this combine, I think there were great numbers. There are also some big surprises like Orlando Brown, who was just absolutely awful. I think he set like history for being like the worst like metric-wise.
So this guy a month ago was maybe considered the best O-line prospect.
Yeah.
Where was he from again?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
So he basically, he didn't allow a sack, and that team, you know, drops back all the time. I know I was looking, my team could use offensive linemen. So
absolutely.
Like,
me too.
He might be available in the mid first round because it's just not a great O-line.
Here's
draft, but
just a thought. Do you think there's such thing as some of these guys
blowing it,
tanking it, if you will, to like not get taken by a certain
well for him
team,
he was
maybe?
Not he was not really projected as like a top
like,
five
like,
guy.
Okay, so. But I'm just throwing this out there. Let's say there is a team that's talked to him that was a middle of the pack team last year that was like maybe has like the 20th pick or like, you know, early 20s. I mean, I know it's all like speculating, but it's like, do you think one of those teams could have kind of been like, hey, like we want you, we're a good team, like tank a little bit? Or on his own, he could be like, I don't want to be on a bad team. I want to be on a good team. So let me just fuck up a little bit and I'll drop in the draft to hopefully
that's
a playoff team, a team that was in the playoffs last year.
That's the thing. So I know a lot about Orlando Brown because midseason, the Minnesota Vikings GM, Rick Spielman, would go out to Oklahoma games and specifically talk to him and watch him. And he was a big name that I was reading in articles for the Vikings. But like that kind of thing is kind of, it's a risk. It's a huge risk because not only are you just gambling money, right? But the whole round starts over. So like, if somebody likes you on an overall grade on tape, right, and you have a historic bad combine, right, it's a chance you're gonna fall all the way to the first round, and then all of a sudden now you're back at the bad teams in the second round. So
yeah, no,
for
I know.
Him, I think they're saying that he could fall as late as the fourth round now. So at that point, like, you could go between anything
The thing for him is a lot of scouts had already mentioned that he wasn't going to have a good combine.
And I will say this also, and kind of changing my own mind that I just said, is that also the farther down you go, the less money you're getting, right?
Yes.
So obviously nobody does want to fuck that up just to be on a team. Then, you want to get paid, especially right now.
Or stuff like that.
Yeah, no.
So I take that back. I think it could have been... Could have been nerves, or it could have been, like you said, if people were already speculating he wouldn't do that well, maybe he's not as, with certain stuff, as gifted as we think.
And maybe he's just not that athletic. But, you know, I forget the stat, but I want to say, like, somebody with his metrics in the combine, only, like, three have been drafted.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, none have panned out. So it's just, like, it's crazy. Crazy to think about, you know, somebody that was talked about as a first rounder, potentially, to now being a drop mid-draft, maybe even later. Like, that's crazy. So that's how historic that combine for him was. Poor guy. I mean, like, that's awful, especially when you have such a great season like that and you have the tape that shows, like, hey, I can do it. But to not be able to back that up athletically, I think he did, like, 13 or 14 reps on bench press.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, like...
The guy with one hand did more.
I mean, like, I would say half my high school team probably could have done that. You know, it's just like... It's crazy.
Yeah, it seems that's like, well, how many did Tom Brady do? Because Tom Brady has one of the worst combines ever.
Yeah, no, it's
people
crazy.
Have shown stuff like that, like how he was, but he was a quarterback. It doesn't
really
matter.
Yeah, but some great combines that happened. Shaquin Griffin was the talk of town because he was not invited till very late.
See the Central Florida one?
He's the Central Florida linebacker.
Yeah, that was some speed.
And he's got speed. He's got. He did like 22 reps on the bench press, and this guy has one hand, so he's using a prosthetic hand on his left to support the bar, and it's just pretty crazy. But athletically, this guy's really talented. It's amazing what he can, you know, he has great ball skills, you know, and it's something you just want to guess with one hand.
Yeah.
It's the challenge he's had to face his whole life, and he's just so used to it and so comfortable and natural with it that I would love for a team to pick him.
I don't think you can look past him, you know, running fast of a 40. And Central Florida, let's keep in mind, went undefeated this year.
Yeah.
So they're not a team to like. So he played for a solid team, a very good team.
I've been reading that he's somewhere around the third or fourth round, this combine's got to help, maybe even second now. So we'll see on that. Another one, obviously, Saquon Barkley. This guy just tore up the combine. In every metric, he dominated. ESPN was throwing out stats. He did like more bench reps than Luke Kuechly, faster 40 than Elliott, and then like his cone drill was faster than Odell Beckham. Which, you know, like, so that's three superstars in the NFL, and his metrics are better than those guys. So it's pretty impressive. A lot of good DBs in this draft. This draft, I really like. Every position has like pretty good talent at the top, and then athletically, some of these guys are really gifted, so it's going to be a fun draft to watch, and I expect a lot of teams trading down to get more picks to see what they can get. You know, that way you can have more mid-round and late-round flyers on people, because your bigger pool of talent, you know, the more likely you are to hit on some of those guys. So it's going to be an interesting draft. It's something I always look forward to. I watch it. I watch football and kind of study all that kind of stuff intently, so it's going to be fun.
Do you want to go back to one thing that Tony said about the, like, trying to tank? I'm trying to think if this happens in football. I know it happens in basketball, where you don't work out for a team.
Yes.
So, does it happen in the NFL?
Yes. And what you do is, it's not – you don't work out for them. So, you wouldn't be doing certain things. Maybe you even skip some combine drills or your pro day, you know. But what the agent does is kind of – publicly makes a statement that, you know, they don't want to be drafted by this team, you know. I think Rosen did that with Cleveland. So
I don't think he made a statement, but I don't think he's going to work out.
Yeah, it went through, you know, the grapevine, right? So his agent kind of told people, and it just goes through that way. And that's how you get your word out that you don't want to be a part of that organization, right? So that's kind of how they do it. NBAs, it's more personable because you're doing individual workouts rather than something like the combine. So it's a little different, but
yeah, you could just always do like a John Elway or Eli Manning and just say,
yeah,
I will not play for that team.
Exactly. Yeah, very public
statement. Or Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, right?
What are you talking about?
A teaser for
Kobe's the man, dude. That's a teaser for the entertainment pod.
Yes. Yeah, for a podcast that you have to go find separately.
No, that was something that I think Kobe said, nobody draft me but the Lakers.
Good.
And like the Knicks or something.
I think all Laker Nation's glad.
But I think even like this
also,
last year.
Also, let's keep in mind, he wasn't even drafted by the Lakers.
Charlotte. I know.
Okay.
But he would have been drafted earlier, but he said, I'm not going to play for any of those other teams.
Good.
So then Jerry West is like, hey, I'll trade you a good center for this pick.
Was it Vlade Divac?
Mm-hmm. Worked out.
The Vlad man.
Back to what I was saying, I think Lonzo didn't work out for the Celtics or something. They're trying to get him.
Somebody
to get.
Completely blew off the Celtics, and it pissed Danny Ainge off because he flew all the way to Danny Ainge. He flew all the way somewhere, and then the last second he was like, "No, I'm not going to work out for you guys." It was a top.
Was it Fultz?
It was a top pick. It might have been.
Fultz Jackson.
No. Okay,
Fultz would make more sense because it has to be a guard because they were a guard loaded at the time, right?
I don't know
because they had Smart. Thomas, you know, all those players.
It was Josh Jackson.
Okay.
So they had gone to go see Josh Jackson, and he wouldn't work out with them, and like, I don't know, he didn't know, I guess he didn't want to play for the Celtics or something, but hey, I'll tell you what, that worked out for them, because Tatum has definitely been a lot better than Josh Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Josh Jackson's on a dog shit Suns team, where Jason Tatum is on a team that could contend for at least an Eastern Conference championship this year.
No. Yeah. Interesting stuff, man. Sports is fun.
Yep.
Year-round. 365 days.
I think that'll wrap up sports, though, today, right? But we will have a lot to talk about, I feel like, next week. Maybe some more combine stuff.
Combine, draft.
And definitely college basketball.
Absolutely.
Look for episodes.
So you guys are going to want to stay tuned for that one.
48 next week. But here's 47 for now.